So, a permissive nidra. And as we begin, I'm going to invite you to make yourself comfortable in whatever way suits you. Use the props as you like, and you're free to have the body supported in whatever way makes sense to you, being covered by the blankets can be very pleasing. People often like to have their head supported with something soft or firm, or a combination of both. And to feel as they rest there that they're free to move if they need to during the practice. And as the body tends to become more and more comfortable, often it becomes more immobile. So there comes to be a point where it is simply breathing. And it can be very good to watch that breath coming and going. So if any final adjustments need to be done, now's a good time. And letting the attention travel through the body. With the breath. From the top of the head, all the way down to the tips of the toes, and perhaps keep on doing this. With each exhale, move the attention down through the body. From the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Listen to the different sounds in the background that can be heard. The sounds from within the room, sounds from outside, sound of my voice, perhaps the sound of your own breathing or your neighbors. The occasional sounds of the dog. In a moment, I invite you to let the attention travel around the body and to observe sensation there in your own way. As each part is mentioned, attention can go there and observe the sensation however it appears. So be aware of the space between the thumb and the index finger of the right hand. Be aware of how large that space is between thumb and index finger, and the spaces, whether large or small, between the index and middle finger, between the middle and ring finger, between the ring and little finger, and the space that the palm of the hand that it occupies, and the space along the length of the arm from the back of the hand up over the forearm, around the back of the elbow, the upper arm, the space between the inside of the arm, the ribcage, the armpit. And let the attention perhaps travel down the side of the body, the right side of the body, along the waist, the hip, the thigh, around the knee, and the lower leg, in the space of the ankle, the instep, the sole of the foot, and the spaces between the toes of the right foot, from the big toe and between each toe to the little toe. I invite you to do a similar thing with the left side, to observe the space between the thumb and the index finger, the space between index and middle finger, middle and ring finger, ring and little finger, the volume of space occupied around the palm of the hand, and the distance along the back of the hand, the wrist, the forearm, the outside of the elbow, the upper arm, and coming to the space occupied by the armpit before traveling down the left side over the waist, hip, thigh, around the knee, the lower limb, the ankle, the instep, the space around the sole of the foot, and between the toes from the big toe to the little toe, the space between each toe. And being aware of the space occupied by the whole right arm, the space occupied by the whole left arm, and the space occupied by the whole right leg, by the whole left leg, and then letting attention travel along the length of the spine. Be aware of the distance from the bottom of the spine to the top of the spine, and the contact of the back of the body against the floor, especially the shoulder blades, the right shoulder blade and left shoulder blade, the support of the back of the neck, back of the head, and awareness of the top of the head and forehead, right temple and left temple, and all of the face, eyebrows, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, between eyebrows, right eye, left eye, nose, right side of face, left side of face, right ear, left ear, upper lip, lower lip, chin, throat, and the front of the torso, from the collarbones, just letting attention sweep over, down towards the groin, and being aware of the whole body. The whole body, whole body. Hearing the sounds, and at the same time the body resting there, awake, aware, and as if the body resting or sleeping. And the sounds there, but also far away, as one's own inner experience of awareness of this process of nidra continues. The body breathing, the body resting on the earth, the body immobile, and the air cool against the skin, and the body warm, covered with clothes and covers, blankets. And simply being aware of all of this, this process happening in this room, the sound of my voice, and in between the sounds, the spaces of silence. An awareness of this room, of the others lying here, engaged in the practice of nidra. And again, if it feels suitable, letting awareness travel through the body, all the way through, from top to bottom, perhaps with the exhale, maybe from front to back with the exhale, or maybe letting awareness sweep through the body in some other way. Or simply enjoying not having to do anything except being and breathing, hearing, but not really having to listen, and sounds just being sounds, and sensations being simple sensations. And that internal experience in one's own way can become more and more pleasing as one lays there, breathing, being, and breathing. For just another minute or so, gradually come back at one's own pace, little by little, softly, gently, kindly, coming back from there to here, to the everyday, to the end of the afternoon. To the sunset of the day. And when it feels right, perhaps breathing more deeply as one prepares mentally to move physically. And then, when ready, moving gently in a way that feels right for now to come back to the here and now, feeling as good as one wants, moving as one wants, stretching as one wants, and perhaps even moving the chin from one shoulder to the other, if lying on the back, can be quite a soothing thing to do, even coming to lie on the side. And as the practice of Yoga Nidra draws to a close, feel present, here and now, lucid, grounded. The practice of Nidra is now complete.